This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Really? Special day. Special day here on the Doug and Danny Show.
Special.
Doug, you're always special to us, but today you are extra special. You know what I want for my birthday? 4 or 5. I don't approve of the Euro Cup being on primetime afternoon on ESPN, but the goalie from, where was he from? Is he from Germany? There, Derek, the guy that looks like he's wearing the slow kids head protector.
A couple different guys have that.
What
this year,
is that?
It's I think it's a head guard in case you jump into the post or something.
I'm not sure. It looks like it's foam rubber of about a 1/16 of an inch with an ear hole.
If you play enough soccer, do you normally jump into the post?
No, but sometimes that was just crazy. A joke. But generally, when you come out, like if someone crosses the ball in from the corner, a lot of times when you're the goalie, you have to commit to the ball and you have to be able to run through somebody or get ready to run through somebody and try to punch the ball out of there. And sometimes you'll take a smack in the head. Sometimes somebody will try to head the ball and they'll catch your head instead if they're going for it
Dumb
real hard.
Soccer.
So
well, that
yeah,
thing he had on was not going to help him in either one of those.
Just looked
things.
Like a little kid stocking hat.
Yeah, they'll wrestle now.
Hey, Portugal and Germany this afternoon.
Okay, that's enough soccer talk. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can give us a call during the program. Get right on into the show. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, there's going to be another event taking place in Omaha. Did you know that Mr. Phelps is entering nine events in the Olympic trials in Omaha? This is an opportunity. Not a bizarre sport, a sport that's off the radar in swimming, that I think really the only time swimming catches our eye is when a Scott Usher or somebody from our area that people seem to identify with, or a Michael Phelps, you know, something of that. The Olympics, really, or national, maybe the national trials at times, maybe catches some, anytime world records are falling, which Michael Phelps has been a part of. But 9 times he is going to try and qualify. And an opportunity for people to go to Omaha and see this live in person before the Olympics.
I think a lot of people are very interested in this, just seeing a swimming pool in the Quest Center. And, of course, they had a prelude to that, a Swimvitational, if you will. I think that was just a week ago. But it's coming up, the countdown. And this is a long event. This is like 10 days.
8 days.
8 days going on at the Quest Center over the 4th of July weekend. Begins next week. Goes all the way through the 6th. Is that 5th or 6th in Omaha? It's going to be a great time if you like swimming, if you just like world-class athletes. I mean, you might be an athlete. You might not be an avid volleyball fan, but you want to go to the Final Four at the Quest Center. You might not be an avid wrestling fan, but you want to go to Division II National Championships at UNK or Division I National Championships in Omaha. Swimming, you just don't sit down and watch that very often, and there's not that many kids in our area that actively compete in it, although there are. There's just not that many. But this is something you get to see world-class athletes do things that you don't get to see. It's like bringing the kids from the inner city out to the farm and vice versa. It's something that you just don't get to see.
Michael Phelps' goal is to eclipse. It's been 32 years since Mark Spitz, and you go back to the list of greatest athletes of all time.
Ain't gonna happen.
And say what you want about Mark. You know, say he's a swimmer. Okay, well he's a golfer. Whatever your argument is, unprecedented what Mark Spitz was able to do. Bring home 7 Olympic medals. And Michael Phelps trying to eclipse that. Doug says it will not happen. We'll have to wait and see, but it starts June 29th at the Quest Center.
go to the Dent Popper inbox. We're going to Riverdale. T in Riverdale says, nothing better than a little Go Cubs Go and peanut butter jelly time on Big D's birthday. Daddy, don't spank him too hard. Thank God.
That's creepy.
David DeJesus, solo home run in the eighth to tie it, and then Alex Gordon, bomb to win it for the Royals over the Cardinals last night.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Four out of the last five. The Royals are now 6-2 in interleague and play again this afternoon. You'll hear it right here with pregame at 12:40, first pitch at 1:10. So more baseball today going into the College World Series tonight. And, Daddy, I know you're looking forward to the Royals-Cardinals matchup, especially today here on ESPN Radio.
Well, when I look at the matchup and I see my friend Tim Wellemeyer, who...
Baghdad Timmy Wellemeyer,
and we say that because Baghdad had not gotten rocked as hard as he did as a Kansas City Royal. This guy, unbelievable to me, is 7-2. Now, I went back and looked. He did face the Washington Nationals 9 times. That could be the only explanation. I didn't look back, and that's not the case. But how is Tim Wellemeyer 7-2? It's absolutely
Cardinals
astonishing.
Cardinals are good, brother. Cardinals.
That is astonishing. And we got Mr. Zach Greinke, the young sensation, on the mound.
Oh, yeah.
I think today's the day.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, the casual better, if you're in Las Vegas, I think they look at that and go, well, 7-2, he's going to beat up on Zach Greinke. What's Greinke? He's about 500, 5-4. Oh, I think the Royals have got a chance. The line, even.
Even?
They think the Royals have a chance, too.
Even cash?
Even cash.
I love it. I love it. Dent Popper inbox, by the way. You can fire your emails to us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. They have specialized in paintless dent repair for years, and if the bad weather has dinged up your car or the crazy kid just ran it into a tree, I don't know. See Scott or Joel for a free estimate. They want to get you back on the road. Dent Popper on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Well, not only are the Royals going for a sweep today, but also, the Cubs are going for a sweep today of a different kind. It's not good. It's not good. Carlos Zambrano gets beat up on last night. All of a sudden, MRI. Something must be wrong. Tampa Bay, the Rays, have taken the first two games in interleague play from the Cubs. And so I think, we've got some new lyrics for the Cubs song today. I don't know if you've heard the new one yet, Daddy.
No, I have not.
Here we go now. Go, Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs can't beat Tampa Bay. See, I can already feel the email starting to roll into the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And if things continue this way, the Royals will be petitioning to play in the National League because it's a hell of a lot easier, evidently.
Tampa Bay... And you look at these matchups before the season, and I'm sure that Cubs fans, unless you're in the Tampa Bay area, because said they're 30,000, half of them are Cubs fans, which...
Again, this is big, though, because Lou Piniella coached the team. Rothschild, the pitching coach for the Cubs, was their original coach. There are a lot of connections here.
But Tampa Bay, say what you want about their past. This season, 13 games above 500. 42-29, people. 42-29 for a team, and I've got that information here at the bottom with a payroll. I've got my little payroll sheet. Da 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 da. National League. No, I've got to get over here. $44 million
for Tampa.
For Tampa.
Well, most
Bay.
Of it they signed on to the rookie this year.
Troy Percival makes $4 million. Close the game out. Carl Crawford, who John Crook. I believe Carl Crawford hitting like 268 or something after last night. A situation where those guys on baseball tonight say, if he starts swinging the bat like he's capable of, this is a team that could be a really explosive and a very, very dangerous team down the stretch. Now, you got to wonder about the pitching staff and can it hold up all season long. But this is an amazing run for these guys. How many players make over $1 million on there, Doug? how many players on Tampa Bay's team make over $1 million? One in Carlos Pena at first base. Carl Crawford, $5.4 million. Scott Kazmir, Dan Wheeler. Actually, there's several, you know, right at that million-dollar level. But then it drops off severely after that, and they've got a lot of role players down there making $400,000.
Well, and, Daddy, Longoria is not even on that list. So Tampa Bay's payroll is
amazing,
off a little bit.
The sensation at third base.
Evan Longoria. He's not even on that because he hadn't been figured in as a rookie coming into the start of the season. So that big contract isn't on there. So maybe Tampa Bay's number
50 million.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's still amazing, amazing statistics to be. Well, you look at Boston, you know, and their $134 million payroll. They're two games behind them. So a great story developing in the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area, and the reason for excitement. And I've actually been to Tropicana. I've been to the Trop and got to see a baseball game there. The facility, the playing service isn't that good, but the like it's kind of like a Rosem. You know, they're not happy with the concourse. They're not happy with the building that it's in. They're looking to move that.
It's tilted. It's crazy.
Well, it's weird.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've hit kind of a quiet day. We've talked a lot about the College World Series. I want to let folks know, got some special guests coming up next week, next couple of weeks here, getting into the 4th of July. We're going to be talking with Karen Jennings, the former Wade Trophy winner from Nebraska, who is going to be inducted later this month into the Cusada Academic All-American Hall of Fame. She is set to join us next Tuesday on the program here. College World Series will be going on with the finals going on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as well. And I'm going to be out tomorrow going down to actually see the Royals play against the San Francisco Giants. We're doing kind of a fun, a little bit of a work time, too. I got some Royals meetings, I guess, if you would, for affiliates tomorrow in Kansas City. But going to get to see the games. And Saturday, Alex Gordon bobblehead night.
That is excellent. The
our battery's dying on our Denny Matthews bobblehead. That ain't good.
Who is the guy that worked in TV in Lincoln that's now with ESPN?
It was on last night.
He was on baseball tonight last night.
He's got the funny name. Anyway.
Anyway, it's fun when Alex Gordon does something big because every time he says, he's a Lincoln Southeast Knight, the pride of all, you know, Lincoln Southeast. And last night he even said, hey, I worked there. I came to be a fan of those guys.
That's good. Somebody needs to be. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Tiger Woods. That just broke during the show yesterday. Some other Huskers made their major/minor league debut this week. We'll talk about how they did. And, gee, sure is sad that two Huskers did very well, and the only Husker that didn't do well was scratching it out for a Yankee farm team. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, a special.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
After a winter like the last one, you may have serious doubts about global warming. But finally, the weather is heating up, which means it's boating time! You don't have a boat? Well, that can be easily remedied with a visit to Buzz's Marine, your Honda Marine dealer in Kearney. Buzz's has a nice variety of Honda-powered boats on hand for skiing, fishing, or just cruising across your favorite body of water. Don't be left on shore! Get to Buzz's Marine today at 5th and Central, Kearney, or head to buzzesmarine.com.
fun never ends at the annual Anavar Celebration in Ravenna, June 19th through the 22nd. Bring the family out Friday for a pie baking contest and the Bite the Big Onion Sandwich Contest. Saturday, enjoy a fun run, sand volleyball, and a parade. Saturday night is the truck and tractor pull. Sunday, check out the car show, and Sunday night brings the demolition derby. Enjoy bingo, the Boy Scout dunk tank, and the Lions food stand Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anavar 2008, June 19th through the 22nd.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM is where champions are crowned, next of the College World Series. This is Kevin Kugler. I invite you to join me for all the play-by-play.
We'll see partial sun, along with some cloudiness during the day today, with a chance of some scattered showers and storms. Highs will reach around 77, with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of an isolated shower storm mainly early tonight, with a low near 56 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 75.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath. Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Kind of get kicked during the break about that Courtyard commercial. That might be the whitest Jamaican voice we've ever heard. Very nice, though. Join a Courtyard.
Can't go there for lunch, though, today.
No.
No.
But you can. You can absolutely go to Big City Burrito. The guys brought us in.
These are so good. They are so good. It's unbelievable.
Well, they fill them with what you want. You know, it's not like...
Crap. Oh, let's see. You can have number one, two, three, or four, and hold that and that, and could you add that? No. You're telling me no? That's not the way it works?
Well, they pack your tortilla, everything you crave, and nothing you do not want. Oh, I don't like beans? You don't have to have beans. You don't want rice? You don't have to have rice. Different selection of topping. Hey, you want a breakfast burrito? Mexican sausage? Regular sausage. Bacon? Eggs, cheese, potatoes, all for you at Big City Burrito, 2715 2nd Avenue. It's right on the main strip. It's a great location right here in Kearney. You're driving up 2nd Avenue, right on the right-hand side if you're headed north.
What if you're headed south?
Then it'd be on your left-hand side.
Okay, all right.
It would be on the
east side
of the road. When a Big City Burrito becomes more than a meal to you, when you dream of tortillas and you wake up craving handheld edible work of art, you find yourself wondering, how many burritos a day is too many? Ask me. I know. And I'd say about two of these, about all you can handle, because they are big, and they're stuffed with goodies, and they're stuffed with love.
Well, it's not like a burrito where the tortilla, like, you know, on both ends is like nothing but air. No, they fold that, they pack it. So good.
Jalapeno cheddar tortilla.
Spice it up for lunch.
You can spice it up. A different array of hot sauces at Big City Burrito. Plus, you're not going to leave hungry. Check them out today. Big City Burrito, 2715 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Daddy, number one is home. Miami of Florida, not impressive at the College World Series at all.
No, they weren't. And I think the pitching really, really became suspect. You know, everybody got ahead of them, was able to score runs on them. And their bats, other people's pitching, shut their bats down as well. You heard of so much power in these lineups. The power was non-existent for Miami.
And now I think, boy, Georgia and Stanford, you know, the two teams that weren't expected to be in the bracket final or in the bracket final, either one of them could go, but that really tips the scales, I think, towards Georgia. And I was looking back, and we were talking about this a little bit last night. I believe that of all the College World Series games that have been played so far, only one favorite has won. Only one favorite, I believe, so far.
North Carolina the first day.
North Carolina beating LSU on Sunday night. 2-4-6-8. We've had 9 games, and the underdog is 8-1. You had Stanford and Georgia win on Saturday. You had Fresno win, and then the favorite, North Carolina. Then in the elimination game, well, Miami would have been the favorite over Florida State, so I guess two. Georgia beating Stanford, that was an underdog. LSU beating Rice, they were an underdog. Fresno State beating North Carolina, underdog, and then last night. So Stanford, the underdog, winning. So you've had two times, I guess, out of the 9 games, the underdog is 7-2.
Doug, I was thinking about your point about the World Series being too long and lasting.
Which is our Doug and Daddy poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I don't know why you would want, if you fall into the loser's bracket, obviously the team waiting to play you, I mean, Fresno State and Georgia right now are in the driver's seat. I don't understand why there's just one game last night and one game today. Why can't you saddle those up? You sure as heck want the championship series to be, I would think, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, if need be, would you not?
Well, that's what I thought, and then there's also the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not as much going up against Major League Baseball or whatever else is going on. See, the NBA playoffs have now switched. You used to have to run into that. Game 7 of the NBA playoffs, if there was going to be one, used to be on Sunday night. That's not the case anymore. And that was another reason that the College World Series kind of tweaked what they were doing there. They wanted whatever they were doing to go up against nothing. Well, that's right now, they're going up against nothing. I mean, it is Major League Baseball either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or it's Major League Baseball Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, however you want to do it. That's what I thought. And you know what? Afternoon games. Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. That's where the games should be. That's my opinion. People still go. People enjoy it. But boy, the College World Series, as far as this point, and whether right or wrong, it's built on that Friday doubleheader, Saturday doubleheader, Sunday doubleheader. You can go down and you can enjoy 3 days of baseball. Six games in 3 days is a lot because that's about all you do then. I mean, and you can enjoy it, and the games are pretty long. There's not a lot of turnaround. It's not like you're going anywhere between games if you're going. But you can also go down. You don't have to go to all six games. You can go to both on Friday, catch one Saturday, maybe the early one Sunday, and come home. The face has changed of the College World Series. Not starting on Friday and then having the championship games at night, which is great if you're here in central Nebraska and watching it on TV because, well, you know, I know it crushes you in CSI, you know, Council Bluffs. You can't watch that. But
their season's over. I'm not watching that right now. The season's over. Gosh, give me some new TV on. Anyway, Kevin Kugler and their field reporter, and Tom something, I believe, were kind of joking about how long the games were. And I said something to you last night. You know, the game started at 6. It was 20 after 9. We're in the fifth inning. You know, it's just long. I said, you know, it's great for, you know, you're only playing one game. And I realize, I don't know the ideal start time. I suppose you want to have the after-work crowd and people. But I think if you're going to College World Series, you're usually probably take an hour off work early or whatever.
Yeah, they want to speed these games along, but it's just, I mean, the importance, you want to make sure you do everything right. But, yeah, it is. And there's a lot of foul balls hit with the aluminum bats, and that has something to do with it. But it does take a long time. I mean, you would think scheduling games at 1-6 wouldn't be a problem. And it hasn't been too bad this year. The very first game on Saturday did go long because of that 11-run ninth inning. It did go long, and it pushed back the second game about 15 or 20 minutes as far as the start time, but it wasn't too bad. But, four-and-a-half-hour games. I can understand it in Gorilla Ball Day when it was, you know, 14-10, but we're not seeing that.
Yeah, the 6-3, and it lasts 5 hours. It gets a little bit real.
You cannot have that.
It just seems like if you want to go to Omaha and enjoy a baseball, like during the week, you're going to enjoy one baseball game. The logical thought process is, well, let's go to a baseball game. Let's go enjoy some of the fine dining and have a couple drinks. Well, you go to the baseball game now, you have two drinks, and it's bedtime because the bar closes.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Alex, listening online in Lincoln at ESPNSuperstation.com. Gentlemen, the name of the ESPN announcer on baseball tonight, Dari Noka. Yes. He used to be with Channel 8 in Lincoln. So the big question is, how do you go from a weekend sports guy in Lincoln to being a host of baseball tonight? Go Royals, 5 in a row today. EEO, he's pretty good. Good-looking cat. Fills a lot of their needs. And he doesn't just do baseball tonight. He's kind of one of the guys right now since he's new. They plop him in wherever he needs to go. You might see him overnight. You might see him when they had college football today. You'll see him there. Whenever they need somebody to fill in as a host, this is the guy they usually go to. He does a great job.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he does an excellent job.
So had to find a place to start. Lincoln was a place to start, and boom, there he goes.
Our looks kind of throw us out of those big market deal, don't they?
Well, you know what they do prepare us for, Daddy?
No.
The third annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Yes, final plans are being put to rest for this, and we are expanding. this no longer will be held right here at the ESPN studios, where Larry can leave things on the parking lot after he gets done eating the hot
dog. Oh, that was disgusting, Larry. Get it together!
Friday, July 11th, Hilltop Mall, Kearney, while their annual sidewalk sales are going to be going on at the Hilltop Mall, we will be in the concourse at the Hilltop Mall, Friday, July 11th, live on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, have you been able to confirm that our champion from last year will be back?
You know what? I actually spoke about the hot dog eating contest to our former champion, Ben Bertrand, yesterday, and he was scared at first, started crying because he did not have much fun the next 22 hours after that. But, yes, he will be in attendance, and he will be participating again.
And, again, folks, we kind of let the National Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island give us a little publicity the week before. Gets everybody kind of fired up to see what the local guys can do and gals. But we just haven't had any gals eating the hot dogs in the competition the first couple of years. And you know, people ask us all the time, hey, when's the hot dog eating contest? It amazes me that what started out as a joke to see how many hot dogs Daddy could eat shows that Josh Jeldon and Andy Bertrand then can eat a lot of
Ben
hot dogs. Or Ben Bertrand, sorry, can eat a lot of hot dogs. They are the two champions of the 2 years. Bob Hamer, I know you're out there, bud. Here's what we want. If you are interested, and we are actually, you know, you're going to get T-shirts. There are prizes to the winners. We've got a variety of other things that are going to be going on during the program on July 11th. So if you are interested in being a part of... Well, people are coming in here. People are coming in here during the special show.
I think people know it's your birthday, Doug.
Anyway, hot dog eating contest. If you are interested.
James Valdez, don't be afraid this year.
It's a Friday. Don't give us excuses. It's during the 11 to 12 hour. And it's not like you have to jam them down. We give you a half hour to eat as many hot dogs as you can. Troutman's is on board again. You'll be eating their quality meat, their wieners. Daddy can't wait to say his now infamous line to start the competition this year.
Gentlemen, grab your wieners.
And so that will be Friday, July 11th. If you are interested in participating, email the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com for the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Challenge. We will go through the entries. We hope to have a field of between 10 and 15 folks. Ladies, college students, don't be afraid. It is open to everyone, and then we will screen the field down. And, of course, special recognition and entries to the folks that have been in it the first couple of years. And folks that have been in it both years are kind of talking about, you know, I've gotten used to it now. I think I can step my game up and challenge for the title. And, boy, the trophy, ladies and gentlemen, the trophy. Family and friends will be talking about it all year long.
It's special, just like Doug is today on his birthday.
We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person, and conference calls alone aren't enough. GoToMeeting web conferencing is the way to go. GoToMeeting is the easiest, most affordable way to do web conferencing. With GoToMeeting, everybody can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's like meeting people in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. Use GoToMeeting for product or sales demos. You'll increase revenue by closing more deals and closing them faster. It's perfect for customers or employee training. Since GoToMeeting has a low, flat monthly rate, you can meet as often as you want for as long as you need. I've used GoToMeeting. It's great. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month. Unlimited online meetings. Free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
Golf can be really frustrating, but man, when you hit the perfect tee shot, watch it go down the fairway, land on the green, that's what keeps me coming back. Tell you what, I ran into Kevin Cameron. He's the pro instructor at Kearney Golf Center. He worked with me on the range, helped me find my swing, and now the thrill of hitting that great shot comes more and more.
Golf, like lots of stuff, is more fun when you're better at it. See Kearney Golf Center for lessons. Better game, more fun. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK at 1800 West 24th.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a full-time truck driver on night shift. Candidate must have a current CDL and meet all DOT requirements. Job responsibilities include loading coal at Hastings Utilities and unloading at the AGP ethanol plant. Driver will be responsible for approximately 12 loads per night. 12-hour shift schedule, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. with every other three-day weekend off. This job will pay $11.85 per hour. Benefits include medical and matching 401k. Interested individuals should apply at the Nebraska Job Service in Hastings, or for more information, call 460-4458. That's 460-4458 or 460-4485. 460-4485. Selected candidates will need to successfully complete a physical, drug screen, and background check. AGP is an equal opportunity employer. Apply at the Nebraska Job Service office in Hastings or call 460-4458. 460-4458 or 460-4485. 460-4485.
A real sports fan sometimes needs to see a game that isn't on basic channel, that their dish can't pull in, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good charburger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill knows the fan who needs his fix of a special broadcast. That's why they've installed state-of-the-art receivers that'll bring in most games, no matter how obscure or how exclusive. Sluggers, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Sluggers, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna in Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD.
Well, not anymore, anyway. We're getting older.
We don't burn our draft cards.
Merle Haggard, people. Street. They're coming through, getting a little country for me today.
We like living right.
How does our friend Chet Graham know the words? Free. Every word of this song.
Some people know things.
We don't make.
You want to sing along?
No. Speaking about loving, Derek's getting the countdown to that marriage.
Speaking of things that make your stomach turn, the hot dog contest and Derek's marriage. Good Lord. Unbelievable. Doug and Daddy show on this 19th of June. Anytime you want to join us, you can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also listen to the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And, of course, The Courtyard. Check it out going on out back at Cunningham's Journal. And you can check out the podcast, any of the interviews, any of the shows you may have missed or want to hear again, ESPNSuperstation.com.
What does The Courtyard say, Derek, in the real Jamaican voices?
What does he say? Come to the courtyard. It's like so.
No, but I thought you had something on the computer they really say.
Let's see. Do I? Yeah, I think I do. Right here.
Hooray beer!
Well, I say that no matter where I'm at. Hooray beers.
Did you hear about Prince Fielder, Doug?
No, I did not.
He owes more than $400,000 in unpaid taxes.
No!
How does this happen to these guys? I understand how Charles Barkley owes $400,000. You keep getting 15s and 16s, and the dealer keeps getting 18s and 19s. I understand that. But when you make, he just got a $2.4 million signing bonus. Doesn't the taxes just come out of your check? Don't you have an account when you're in that tax bracket?
Well, probably on his investments. I mean, I know. We don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
No, no.
I can still hack out a 1040 EZ and be just fine.
Well, I don't understand how somebody in that position have got people, well, you got people watching your investments, people knowing the tax laws and rules. That's what they get paid. That's why they're hired from you. That's why they're on your staff. That's why they're on your, that's why they're number 4 and 5 on your speed dial.
That's why you have people. That's why those are, when your people get a hold of other people, those are the people.
I just have to think that he's kind of a...
Maybe he got a hold of some financial tips from Mike Tyson.
You know, once again, I cannot imagine answering the phone and having somebody go, yes, I was wondering about ordering 3 Siberian tigers. That had to be the most bizarre conversation ever in the history of the world.
I want to eat your children.
Spinal.
Wait a minute. Play that whole thing. I haven't heard from Mike Tyson in a long time.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
what a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
I broke my back. 3 former Huskers got things going in the minor leagues this week after being drafted. Jake Opitz, a huge night for him. The 12th round draft pick of the Cubs belted a solo home run in his first professional at-bat to lift Boise to a 6-5 victory over Eugene.
That's right.
Opitz hit .339, 11 homers, and 50 RBIs for the Huskers last season. Johnny Dorn, we told you about this yesterday, pitching for Jamestown in the New York Penn League. He went 3 innings, struck out 2, scattered 2 hits, didn't give up a run. Mitch Abeda, hoping to be the follow-up to George Posada for the New York Yankees. He went hitless in 3 at-bats for the Staten Island Yankees in the New York Penn League against Brooklyn. Mitch's plan is coming together. The destruction of the Yankees. A little concerned today, and we've seen some of these articles, when Huskers don't have a whole lot to talk about, whether it's radio, whether it's newspaper, whether it's TV, you always fall back on the football team. Terry Douglas, a little article in today's Grand Island Independent about all the preseason predictions, and we talked about this, I think last week it was on the show, maybe 2 weeks ago, a lot of the major magazines already out, and Nebraska, a lot of people are picking them to finish fourth in the Big 12 North. Phil Steele took them to finish second, but almost to a man, 7-5, even some 6-6s are out there. And then what scares me even more is that some people continue to write that Husker fans would be okay with that this year if the games were all competitive. Daddy,
no
they wouldn't.
No,
they're not. Nobody can be that naive. You, psycho Husker hater, I mean fan, I've been sitting on this 7-5 since last year and just getting crushed for it. Just getting crushed. And now all of a sudden this is what everybody's starting to say, and the pain is easing into the season. We've already are off on the wrong foot, my opinion, going into this fall with expectations from Nebraska fan. When the tunnel walk begins, they're going to expect to win every football game, Husker fans. And, of course, Bo Pelini's saying the right thing. We're going in to expect to win every game. But folks that are supposedly in the know, who weren't even close last year, 7-5, 6-6, 8-4 would be a stellar season, Big 12 Coach of the Year.
I think a lot of people excited because of Bo Pelini and just the rejuvenated enthusiasm in the state. I've got to think that our record this year may be better. And when I say better, I'm even talking about a 9-win season possibly because of the home schedule and whatnot. I think when you only go on the road 3 times, I think that's an opportunity for you to take care of business at home and do some good things. Now, I think we might have a much better football team a year from now, and the record might be back at a mediocre 7-5 or 8-4 just because of that schedule. We got to go to Virginia Tech next year.
Next year, yeah.
I'm saying we might be a better football team, but the record might go the other way. That's what I'm saying.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable. Don't start this. Not acceptable. If Nebraska doesn't win 9 or 10 football games next year, are you kidding me? God is God's son, I guess we should say, because T.O. is referred to as God in Nebraska football. Give me a break. Where are you changing here? Your point is valid as far as maybe being a better football team, but have you come over to my side here? To what I've been saying all along? Is he just doing that because it's my birthday or what?
No, I think Husker fan out there can expect an 8-9-10 win season this year. But a lot of that has to do with that home schedule. One of only 4 teams in the nation that has 8 home games. I think, you know, everybody's conceding out Missouri's a loss. Missouri hasn't won in Lincoln in 30 years. I realize that they've got a different style of football and a different maybe quality of football player than Nebraska that's been to Lincoln, you know, in the last 30 years. But come on. It's very difficult, and I don't care if you're not just talking about it's tough for anybody to go into Camp Randall and win at Wisconsin. It's tough to go to USC and win. It's tough on the road to win.
Well, football talk obviously going to get a lot more into it in the upcoming month. Again, the Doug and Daddy Show will be on the road in Kansas City almost exactly 1 month from now for Big 12 Football Media Days coming up in late July. And we'll be talking again with coaches, players, extended program from 11 to 1 on those 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, when all the coaches are down there with special players and members of the national media will be on hand. And Doug and Daddy Show will once again be on hand at Big 12 Football Media Days coming up next month, again this year in Kansas City, home of the Big 12 Championship. And don't forget, tickets for the Big 12 Championship have been on sale for a long time. You can go to the Big 12 website, big12sports.com, and search out more information if you're interested in that. But, you know, right now, it just seems to me a lot of things are being written, at least these initial columns are being written about, well, the Huskers are just going to be 6-6, 7-5, and that should be okay if they don't get blown out a lot.
No. I'm not sure. I'm interested in seeing, and obviously with more football talk on the way between now and September, I'm interested to see how far the logical. Now, delusional Husker fan may say we're going to be the third best defense in the nation. I understand that delusional. I'm hoping for that myself. But to take a team, and I still think, When you come from 111th to 117th in some categories, how high up can Bo Pelini take this defense? You got to remember, took the 55th or 58th in the nation the first year he had them, and there were some great players on that defense, undoubtedly, to 11th in the nation. How high can Bo Pelini, how big of a change can he make in a defense that ranked 111th in the nation last year? I mean, is it logical to think that he can take it to I don't know. I'm throwing this question out. 1-888-455-3776. Is it logical to think that Bo Pelini can take it to top 30? I mean, is that way off base? Is it top 60 where he wants to start? I don't know what Bo Pelini's thinking on that.
I don't think Bo Pelini is a numbers guy when it comes to that. I don't think you're going to hear. I mean, he is so different than Callahan. He's going to be more like T.O. I mean, they just don't discuss that. It'll get to the point where questions aren't even asked of him about things like that, because he's just not even thinking about it. He's not even caring about it. He's got what he wants to get done, and wherever that happens to be, he wants to be number one in everything. Steve Sippel probably going to join Daddy on the show tomorrow, it sounds like, to talk more football, this quarterback camp, elite camp that they just got done with, and maybe who the Huskers are looking at to bring in 2009.
If you happen to see Steve Sippel and follow Lincoln Journal Star at all, Sippel wrote an article about Blaine Gabbert, Josh Freeman, Harrison Beck, and some of the heralded quarterbacks, which he's followed and kind of got in the recruiting circles, and how really off base, you know, in hindsight he was. And obviously, Blaine Gabbert's the recent one that went to Missouri, and he's still very, very high on him. Thinks you'll see him play an awful lot of football on Sundays. But we'll visit with Steve about his article, and it's kind of a head-scratcher when you look back at some of the things that were wrote and said about these kids.
Let's go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN, Derek.
Here's Dave from Harvard, guys.
Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. What's on your mind?
I think we'll end up in the top 30 to 35 defense on philosophy alone.
Well, you know, is that going to be good enough, Dave? What do you think the record's going to be if we are at 30 or 35 in defense?
We can look at an 8 to 9 win season.
Well, I think that's, Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening at Harvard today. I think that is very realistic. And he's saying just doing that with the change and the heart and the attitude and the want to. They may not have the 30th most talented defense in the country, but they could play to that level. And, you know, again, hope springs eternal, Daddy. That's what a lot of people are thinking, and more scary, hoping will happen.
Well, I guess I'm thinking if you're in 30th in the nation in defense and you're playing the quality of opponents Nebraska's playing, I think you're going to win quite a few football games.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. It's just a lot like Husker fan is so snake bit from last year that we can't even get it, because last year we thought this was, you know, this part would be good. We knew that the defensive line wasn't going to be strong. We couldn't anticipate what we saw at all. Couldn't anticipate it at all. And now, again, we're saying, well, we hope. What happens if it doesn't happen? I'm not saying it's not going to, but we walked right into a brick wall last year.
Well, some
of you delusional Husker fans did.
Brent from Hastings on the line, guys.
Brent, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, Double D. Hey, I think just on mentality and attitude alone is going to carry us into the top half. And after that, it's going to determine on whether King Bo can tap some unhidden talents in our athletes.
But, Brent, don't you think if you want to be top half, so you're going to say in the top 50, will that be good enough in the Big 12 to get us to that 9-win season?
Maybe, that might get us on some of those close games to where if we got to stop them from scoring 3 points or something like that, it might get us to there.
I'm thinking on this football deal that you go back to the string of 9 wins and you talk about the great season Tom Osborne had. The competition at that time was much, much less than it is today. The balance of power in football was much less. I think, and I'm not, I don't discredit anything Tom Osborne did, certainly, but you look at the teams, good God, UNK and Hastings would have beat Kansas a lot of those years.
Oh, you look back at Frank's days. I mean, we had a couple of rough seasons, but shit, when they fired him, we had 9 wins.
Well, unbelievable, but that was just the idiocy that was Steve Peterson. Hey, thanks for the call today, Brent. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Mike from Gibbon chiming in, guys.
Oh, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. What do you think?
Well, I think that people are, it's wishful thinking. I think with the schedule that we're facing this year, we're going to be real lucky to finish like 6-6. 7-5. It's the quality opponents that we're facing, the Missouris, the Texas teams, Oklahoma. I don't see how we're going to even play them at home. I realize that home is a big advantage, but some of those teams are some powerful teams.
Well, and that's, I think, Mike and Daddy, we've talked about this. How good will these opponents be? I mean, let's not kid ourselves. My thought is, and most of this has been the time, that these teams, they'll step up and be good 1 or 2 years, like Kansas. I can't expect Kansas to be as good as they were last year. I think Missouri's going to be pretty solid. Texas Tech, everybody's building them up. Who knows? A couple of these teams are trying to have that one magical year, and we're going to have to just see how good they are.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very hopeful, and I think great things can happen with Bo Pelini there, but I just think this is not the year. I think we're at least a year away from 9 wins. The guy before me said, 9 wins this year. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike.
Appreciate the listenership. We are staying with the phone lines. I told you, Derek, all you got to do is start throwing some Husker stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. Phil from Hastings now.
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, I think people are being very unreasonable when they start talking 9-win season. I mean, yeah, we got a lot of games at home, and most of them are going to be pretty easy. But if you really sit down and think about it, we're looking at maybe 7-win, 8-win. Yeah, hope for 9, hope for whatever. But, we got to see what he can do this first year. And while he's made miracles with some football teams, that's great. But we don't really know what we had because we've never had anybody who's really going to push our talent.
Yeah, these kids are definitely. Thanks so much for listening, Phil. Appreciate the call. 1-888-455-ESPN. Basically, every single one of these kids isn't going to know what they're getting into unless if they had a high school coach that was something like this. But they've been through what they've had. The only good thing is maybe some of the offense, and we haven't talked about the offense. This is all about defense. Offense is going to have to score, and I think it will. It did last year. Down the stretch, for the most part, I think it will. A lot to do on the defense.
The talents, the balance of power has certainly shifted, but I think if you go back to the 9-win seasons in the old days, right now, on June 19th of those years, going into that season, I don't think you could have went down the schedule and said, okay, October 4th, Missouri, Chase Daniel, October 11th, Texas Tech, Graham Harrell, Baylor, Iowa State would have been what you would have done in the past, Kansas, Todd Reesing, Kansas State, Josh Freeman, Cody Hawkins, Colorado. I don't think you would have known the quarterbacks. The Big 12 has got some pretty special players, especially at that position, throughout.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'll say it when the season starts, Daddy. This, if you want to take a look at everybody that's predicting 7-5 and 6-6, be very careful. I have a hard time finding how Nebraska will actually, if you go game by game, I've said once they get through that stretch of Virginia Tech, Missouri, and Texas Tech, which we are underdogs probably in all three of those games, Nebraska is, it's going to be hard when you're an under 500 or 500 football team to keep things going. People are saying we could beat Kansas, Kansas State, and Colorado. Those are the last three games. If you're going into those last three games at 3-6 or 4-4 or whatever the case may be, 4-5, I mean, have you lost your football team? Are you playing for anything? I mean, there's going to be a lot of mental and heart work going on, and I know that, but again, sometimes the rah-rah stuff can get awful long as the season progresses. We need to take a final break on this Doug and Daddy show. Back with more after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Hello, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping. If you're thinking about installing an underground sprinkler system for your lawn, remember the most important component to a sprinkler system is the contractor who installs it. The contractor will determine if you're happy with your investment, both short and long term. Benjamin's Landscaping has been installing quality sprinkler systems since 1978. We have been there for you in the past and we will be there in the future. Contact Benjamin's Landscaping today for a free estimate.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/small business.
There's a lot to be excited about at Microtel Inns and Suites. From free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Microtel. J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Microtel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MicrotelInn.com. For J.D. Power & Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness during the day today with a chance of some scattered showers and storms. High will reach around 77 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of an isolated shower storm mainly early tonight with a low near 56 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When you just want to chill out, get some great food, and enjoy every sporting event there is on TV, you can catch it all at the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island and Kearney. 42-inch flat screens all over the place, so there's not a bad seat in the house. They've got lunch specials for you every day and great food and drink specials every night, from burgers to pizza to the chicken wings to anything that you want. You can get a steak, you can get some salmon, you can get some pasta Alfredo. They've got ribs, which are very, very good. Get a salad. You can get something for the kids. And, of course, the great line of appetizers, cheese pleasers, breaded cauliflower, the pub pickles, garlic shrooms, some boneless wings if you want that. You can't go hungry, and you're going to leave with a little more cash in your pocket, especially if you hit a Keno. That's at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. The Nebraska men's match play is down to 32. Yesterday, in that field, Nate Yeager of Lexington, Phil Rannick and Wes Burnt of Kearney, Josh Reinerts and Gibbon, Danny Houston, Hastings all advancing on. And already John Hurley, the defending champion, has won his match today, 6-5. Richard Snyder of Beamer, the Class C state champion, the runner-up to Josh Reinertsen in the junior match play last week, has eliminated Nate Yeager of Lexington, 6-5. Other matches that are still going on, Phil Hranick of Kearney is 4-up through 11 holes. Wes Burnt of Kearney leads Pete Godwin of Omaha, 1-up through 11. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon is 1-up over Dave Schillinglaw of Papillion, but they're just through seven holes. And we'll update you on that on this afternoon sports as well. That continuing on at Arbor Links in Nebraska City.
Doug, obviously you're out tomorrow going to do the Royals affiliate stuff. Get a great opportunity for you to get up close and personal with some of the Royals, get to see batting practice from on the field. Awesome, awesome experience. Enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to have Steve Sipple up, talk some more Nebraska football. Folks, before the Big 12 media days get underway, we will have a preview of all 12 Big 12 teams from a sports writer from their schools. It's all coming for you in the next month. I'm going to effort that up. We're going to take care of that, and we're going to talk a lot of Big 12 football, obviously, here in the next month and a half.
Also, a couple of special guests going to be joining us here. I told you Karen Jennings is going to join us next week, former Husker Women's All-American, Wade Trophy winner. Jason Peter has a new book coming out next month. We're going to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk Husker football and about the book and about the wild ride he has had throughout his life. And we will talk with him coming up as well in the upcoming couple of weeks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate all the emails. Appreciate the phone calls. As always, you can shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I'll see you again on Monday.
Doug, I hope you have a very, very special, special day because you're always special, special to us and all of our listeners out there.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
Go Royals, 1240 today.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Damn.